This is another damn podcast about digital asset management. I'm Henrik de Cure. Today I'm speaking with Alex Strumminger. Alex, how are you?
Henrik, good to be with you.
Great. Alex, how are you involved with digital asset management?
Well, Henrik, let me answer that first by telling you about the digital asset management project I've been working on, which is with the United Nations Children's Fund, UNICEF. Mm-hmm. And in this particular project, I am acting as a project manager and in some ways as a facilitator. UNICEF uses a number of different kinds of digital assets, and they're managed by different groups. So video is a big part of what our group is doing, and that's something that has, I think, on a lot of change in digital asset management over the last couple of years because of the large file sizes and the increased bandwidth and storage needs for video. We also have more traditional assets. We have branding assets with logos and stationaries and a lot of those kind of things. We have publications assets and photos and that kind of thing. By far and largest is the video. And we use the DAM in a couple of ways. We use it as an archiving system, and we use it for providing access to the archive of video and other assets. But we also use it as a distribution system, probably more than anything else. We put the videos up there. The group that owns the assets and manages the assets and the systems puts it up there, and then the global organization is able to access those. And that's probably the biggest use we find for the DAM, is just getting those assets into one central place, letting people know they're there, and then using that as a distribution vehicle for getting the videos to all of the end users.
Excellent. Why does a DAM need a project manager?
Well, that's a great question, Henrik. I would say that many people would agree that most technology platforms, at least in their design and implementation and rollout, are going to need some project management, if nothing else, to sort out the resources and schedules and budgets and things like that and keep everything on track. What I find is that there's another part of project management that comes much more into play with these technology platforms with lots of users, and that's why I mentioned that I'm a project manager and, in some sense, a facilitator. There's a social aspect to DAM, as there is to any networked technology platform where there's lots of end users all connected by wires and other means of communication, emails, instant messaging, telephone lines, all kind of working together. And the biggest hurdle, and project managers talk about risk and risk aversion. I like to talk more about ensuring success. And the success of a project is not simply to get it implemented, designed and implemented on the technical side, and then rolled out to the user base, because unless people actually use it, you're not going to see success. In some sense, use a military analogy, you might talk about the difference between a shock and awe campaign. You know, we can roll out SharePoint on a Friday, and when people show up to work on Monday, that's not going to make them SharePoint users. But you may accomplish the same thing that shock and awe accomplishes, which you could probably befuddle them. It's more a little bit like counterinsurgency. We're wanting to win hearts and minds. And so there's a social aspect. You want to put down your big guns and put on your social scientist hat and say, okay, let's try to understand the culture in the organization. Who are the people who are the influencers in the network? Who's going to drive adoption? And how are we going to get people to adopt this system into their workflow? Hopefully we'll show a lot of value for it, which is a big driver for adoption. But word of mouth and having people influence other people to change the way they're doing things, today, to use the new system tomorrow, is the thing that's most likely to drive success.
Excellent.
So we talked a little bit about socializing the technology, mm-hmm. and you know, adding the people and the process and showing value as part of the project management formula, rather than simply rolling out the technology and saying, here you go. You may not have realized you wanted this, but here it is.
And what advice would you like to give to DAM professionals and people aspiring to become DAM professionals?
I think the best advice I could give, based on this experience, is to think a lot about that socializing process. The success of the project is definitely going to be driven by people's adoption. You want to identify those key influencers. You want to start with a group of stakeholders who are motivated, people who are willing to accept and get involved in the project early. If you can get them involved as early as possible, even in the identification of the system and the vendor, so they feel a sense of investment with it, then you'll have a much more loyal group of people working with you going forward. And then kind of build it. I always advocate going slowly, not a big, huge, not a big shock and awe campaign, but starting in the social systems with the groups that you can convert and win over, and building on that bit by bit. It's a much more sustainable approach. And so that's a big part of what I would say. The other thing I would bring up, which has less to do with project management, but I think something that in DAM systems is particularly important, is information architecture, taxonomy, and the metadata that drive the system. Make sure that you get the kind of specialists on board, at least in the design and rollout phase, to get those things right. I think that'll provide the support on the back end that will help show the value when you're trying to win those hearts and minds out in the company and in the field.
Excellent. Well, thanks, Alex.
Henrik, it's been a pleasure to be with you.
For more on digital asset management, log on to anotherdamblog.com. Thanks again.